views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, folks, I am so excited tonight. You'd think I had my B12 shot, but I didn't. Christopher, I hope you are prepared for what my energy is like today.
I'm prepared because I miss you. I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. You know how you always ask me, you know, when I'm so excited, did I have my B12 shot? Well,
yes.
Do you know why I'm excited?
Why are you excited?
I've moved into my brand new house this weekend.
Yes!
Finally, I'm so excited. After months and months of buying the model and having it built, Ross and I moved in our brand new house just this weekend. And I walked through the front door and I started to cry. I was so, so excited. And really a huge transition that Ross and I went through, like, you know, moving out of a hotel we lived in for 5 months. And I just, before we go any further, I have to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to our builders who built our house, the Lasani Group. They're the developers. And I have to tell you, what a fantastic group of people. You know how when you work with people, there's people you work with that you're glad you're finished with them? Well, these people have become like a family to us. And I cannot tell you what that means. You know, when you're going through changes, they were very respectful of knowing, you know, they want to get things built for us and getting it done on time, no delays. You know, a lot of times you hear people having house built and they don't get it done on time. Well, our house was built on time. So before we go further, I have to say to Julie, to Fred, to Joe, to Dominic, to Ryan, Vince, and all the other people who had a huge part in building our home, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for giving us such a beautiful home. So I could go on just this hour talking about our house, but we can't do that today, can we, Christopher?
It is exciting, though.
I know, you know, I'm just so grateful. Even as I'm talking now, I'm sure you can hear I'm choking up because it's just so beautiful. Everywhere I'm looking, we have something new. But on the other hand, and our guests will understand this, technology you keep saying I'm good at, but as I was loading our brand new fridge, I heard alarms going off and the dogs are pawing their ears. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And the fridge has an alarm on it and I didn't know about it.
Those were the angels communicating with you.
I know. And then we had some of the contractors were in and they had to shut the power off and they were installing our new dishwasher. And what happens now with, I think it's new homes, I think, or it's these new fire detectors, but I heard talking in English and then in French, because as you know, in Canada, we're French and Canadian, right?
Hey.
And yeah, exactly. And so I started hearing this woman's voice and in French, and I thought, who's in our house? And it was the fire detector telling us the power was off. So every day of every minute, we're learning something new in our house. But you know what? I'm so grateful. I'm so touched. And I'm just so happy to be here. So now you guys have to come over. Now, we're not that far from the New York border, so I can pick you up at Buffalo Airport. So we've got to make a date for that, my friend.
Done. It's in the book.
There you go. Now, so what's been new with you?
Oh, my goodness. It's been so long since we've spoken. I don't know where to begin. But, of course, I mean, this time of the year, I do celebrate Christmas. And there's just the downtown area is just so beautiful. I know you've been here before, Sue. And I've just been so involved. I got reelected to be the president of the Downtown Business Association of Downtown Westerly. And I love working with all of the businesses down here, the horse and buggy rides. I help Santa Claus out, as you know. And it's just I love this time of year.
It's great, isn't it? And watching the kids. I mean, I think we're as big a kids as the little kids.
Forever.
Don't you? Yes. And it's just, we don't have snow. We have rain happening right now where I am. And I can take that. Although we don't have grass. I've become a little country girl wearing rubber boots all the time. But, you know, I like snow for Christmas Day. And that I can take it just with that. Even though I'm a proud Canadian, I'm not a huge snow lover.
Well, we would like a white Christmas here as well, so you're not alone there.
It's supposed to be a white Christmas, do you know? Have you heard?
You know what? Our weatherman doesn't forecast weather that far ahead, so we don't know yet.
But, you know, Christmas is coming so quickly.
It really is. It's here.
As you know, like, we went on our Caribbean cruise for my birthday and our anniversary, gosh, 2 weeks ago, and we were back 10 days and then moving in the house, and the kids were, you know, helping us move in, and they were saying, well, we're going to come to your place for Christmas. And I thought, oh, I'm a month away from that. And it was only like, it's next week. It's so hard to believe. Coming so fast.
It is coming fast.
Are you ready? Or are you one of these guys that have waited again this year?
No, I've waited again. I'm not ready, but this is the cutest thing, and we could spend a whole other show talking about this. Now, Hayden is at the age now. Now, of course, you got him that nice teddy bear last year, which he appreciated, but he's at the age now where he makes up what he wants. Like even if it doesn't exist, I want a train that changes colors. That's what I want.
No.
And I said, well, there's just certain things that aren't around. The other day, he went to the bank and he asked for a choo-choo train lollipop, and they tried to tell him there are no choo-choo train lollipops. Not at that bank, anyway.
Oh, no. You guys are going to have to start getting creative with, you know, I think the last time you and I spoke, we were talking on the show about you drawing hydro posts or something. Do you remember that show? Folks, if you didn't hear it, you have to go back and hear
the
archive.
No, I know what you're talking about. I draw telephone poles. That's what you're talking about.
Well, maybe you'll have to draw him, like, you know, these items that he wants.
Yes.
And then create them.
He'll have the drawing.
Well, so this in you know, light of the holiday season, I think we need to give a gift away, don't you?
I think we should. It's Christmas time.
I think so. So why don't we give a copy of my personal life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, away to the first caller, Christopher? How's that sound?
Caller number one. That sounds great.
Okay. Tell them about the book and tell them how to get it and where to call.
Soar Above It All, talk about transformation. And we hear from Sue London every week about how she basically was on the bottom and how she's transformed her life. And now she's on top of the world, even without the B12 shots. And I don't want to give the book away. You're just going to have to read it. Soar Above It All, I think it says it all in the title. You've chosen the perfect title for the book, Sue. And you've also helped a lot of people overcome some pretty major issues, at least in this area. When we gave away a few books, we heard back from a couple of the people who have read them, as I've told you about, and you've really made a difference. And now we're offering you, our listeners, a chance to pick up a copy. And the first caller at this phone number, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. For the holiday season, you will receive this book.
Perfect. Now, Christopher, do you want them to go into the station to pick it up, or are you mailing it out?
Well, if you're not in the area, then we'll mail it to you. But if you're in the general vicinity of, you know, Westerly, Stonington, Southeastern Connecticut, Southern Rhode Island, we will have the book available for you to pick up at the studio. So it's up to you, the listener, which way you would like us to get it to you.
Okay, perfect. Now, I want to give another gift away. We haven't talked about this. I love, when I have things given to me, I love to give gifts away. And what I also want to do is the caller who's not getting the book, another caller, is going to win a 1 hour over the phone spiritual life coaching session with me. So you've got an hour with me on the phone and you can ask me whatever you like. And if you need help with a certain area, while we're doing the coaching, I will also be sending you distant healing Reiki. Reiki is energy healing. So that is for the first person who calls. We will be on the phone. So you will call my office. Now I have an office phone, no longer in the hotel. Can you tell I'm so excited tonight, Christopher?
Woo-hoo, I can tell. I can hear the excitement. This is great.
So let's say the first caller who calls in and says, I want to have that free spiritual life coaching session with Sue, then give your details to Christopher, your name, your email address, and your phone number. Okay?
And we have a call coming in right
now. No pressure. I'm giving you lots of work to do.
We have a call coming in right now, so I'm going to take that call, and I'll get the name for you.
Well, we got Christopher busy. I have to tell you about our show today, folks. Our show today, the topic is, what message do you need to hear? And my special guest is internationally known psychic medium, Bonnie Christina Ross. And I have to tell you, I love this girl. I am honored to say she's my friend. She has been, I can't talk highly enough about her. She's my mentor. When I need my butt kicked, she kicks my butt, sometimes in a loving way, most times, I have to say. Now, when she comes on, she might tell you otherwise. But before we were, starting the show today, she already said, calm down, Sue, calm down. So she's already feeling how excited I am. But this girl's amazing. She is gifted. She is right accurate with her readings. She is a psychic. She is a medium. When you hear my introduction and the outro for the show, that is Bonnie and her husband, Daryl, who have created and produced and sing that music to my show. Christopher, I think we will have, instead of commercials today, we're going to have music playing, and I might be stepping out of line, but we're hoping to play Bonnie's music today instead of the commercials so that you can hear more about her. And she's got an amazing CD, and I cannot talk highly enough about her. You guys all have to go to her website, bonnieross.com. She does drumming circles. She is, oh my gosh, I could go on and on, but instead of going on about her, let me let you experience her. So without any further delay, Bonnie, my friend, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, Sue. I'm so privileged to be back on your show.
Well, you know what? I just love you, and you know that. And we have to start right away by saying that you and I have this great connection. You can phone me and say, Sue, get in the bathtub now. And I think on a couple other shows that you were on past, I was thinking, she's telling me to relax and that. And you were feeling my energy at all hours, day and night, weren't you? And you were kind of telling me to smarten up and calm down.
Yes, yes. That's what happens when friends connect on a more personal level. I mean, just energetically, we mm-hmm. can end up catching each other's similar vibration, right? So it's an interesting thing.
So I have to say, I apologize right now because I'm sure you're spinning like crazy because I'm just so excited today. So just, deal with it for the hour, and I promise I'll get better the next time we talk on the phone on the weekend, okay?
Yeah. Well, when Chris mentions B12 shots, I was thinking more of a tranquilizer gun, but that's okay. I'm kidding. No. Actually, you're doing really well considering you've been through major transition, major transitions. So I'm very proud of you, actually. You sound excited but very anchored. So very cool.
I have to tell everybody, on my birthday, Bonnie and I get together, and our husbands, we get together for our birthdays. And Bonnie, thank God, when you have a friend like this girl, guys, I can't talk highly enough about her, because she gave me a gift, and it was so fitting and perfect for me, the healing stones, Bonnie. I took them everywhere with me, and they were all for calming, right?
Yes. They,
you gave me. And folks, we're going to bring Bonnie back. I mean, she's such a wealth of information, and she gave me these stones, and they just helped me to stay calm during that transition of leaving the hotel, packing up. I mean, we were in a hotel for 5 months, folks. That's a long time, and with our two little shih tzus, and my husband and I. And we are not divorced. We are actually closer than ever, and people said, you'll never last in that hotel together. But the stones that Bonnie gave me were really helpful. And, of course, the phone would ring, and it would be Bonnie saying, get in the bathtub, or Sue, you need to do this, or get out of that, that negative energy in the hotel, that kind of thing. So, Bonnie, you had a huge part in helping me with the transition, and I have to say thank you, my friend. I really appreciate you in my life.
Welcome.
Now, before we go any further, I want you all listening to experience this amazing, gifted, incredible girl. So you can all call in and you can ask Bonnie a question. What are you searching for? What are you looking for answers for? What do you have to make a decision on? Bonnie is here to help you today. So call in. That number you call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Christopher.
Yes.
Did you have the music of Bonnie's there?
I've got the very, very beautiful song that I knew was used to help soothe people with 9/11, Shine, which is a wonderful song. I've got that sitting right in front of me.
Okay, so Bonnie, do you want to tell the folks about that song, Shine, and maybe what we'll do is, again, we're not taking commercial breaks, we're just going to take breaks for you to experience Bonnie's healing music. So Bonnie, do you want to tell them about that before we go to that song?
Sure. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about Shine. Shine was a song that I wrote with my husband. Everything we do is co-written. And the song came in what I call a divine sort of download. You'll hear the sort of piano kind of hook in this song that my husband actually woke up to one morning with it in his head, and he went down and started playing it on the piano, and I ran downstairs in my pajamas and started singing some of the words immediately, and we were so excited that that's where we take it to our studio pretty much immediately, because these sort of hook lines that come, these melody lines and beautiful songs, they come to us, and we have no choice but to put it on tape, and it kind of doesn't leave us until we get it out there. And so we started writing it, and I started to visualize what it would look like in video form. So it actually has a video as well, which is a beautiful, it was a beautiful opportunity for me to bring kids into it. And so in the video, you can actually Google Bonnie Ross Shine, and you can see the video, but the video involves children from the Children's Aid Society. And these are kids that don't have homes. They are wards of the AIDS. So, but kids that have, despite their difficulties, have found their passions, and they are allowing these passions to shine out into the world. So in the video, you get to see them drawing and dancing and playing musical instruments. And so I feel very privileged to help them to feel good about themselves through the arts. And I also, the video was recorded by teenagers as well. And so giving them an opportunity, these are kids that are studying in the arts, and they use the video actually to get into college in the media arts. So it's a whole big sort of thing.
Well, and not only that, Bonnie, you have to add, too, that a lot of people who listen to the show are very in-tuned, and those of you that are very sensitive to energy, you will feel something from this song. I know when my husband and I, we first heard the song, we both started, like, crying, like, tears of joy, because it is such a special song. You just feel that love out of the song, Bonnie. It's incredible. So why don't we play that now for everyone to experience, and then when we come back, we've got somebody here that has a question they want to ask you for a reading.
Perfect.
Sound good?
Thanks.
Okay, Christopher, take it away, my friend.
Let it shine.
We're back, Get Inspired Radio, Sue London. I'm your host, and we have the amazing Bonnie Christina Ross. You've just heard her song, Shine. Was that not phenomenal? Was I not right, folks? Did you not feel something from that? Was she not a gifted girl? Oh my gosh, Bonnie, I just can go on and on about you. And you're probably saying, get in the bathtub, Sue, get in the bathtub, right? We've got somebody. Let's start into the readings now, okay?
Okay.
We have got somebody here by the name of Joe. And his birth date is July the 24th, 1969. And his question to you is, will I be rich one day with money? And what is the timeline for that?
Okay, so July 24th, what was the date, the year?
The year 1969.
Okay. Well, Joe, one thing for sure is I get very excited about your driven energy. And I think that next year brings you definitely some opportunities here to cash in on some of these longer-term projects that have been sitting that are now, you're now able to sort of move into another level of income, right? And better. Certainly, I see more in a good way around money for you for 2013. Will I be rich? I mean, my sense is that you're already rich in a number of ways here, and this money piece for you, I believe in the next 3 years, becomes a substantial, growing, expanding part as you continue to work hard. You're in charge of your destiny, and just make sure you don't get distracted here by these are side dramas that come in around family and friends that can pull you off of what is important for you. And it's important to be helpful, but not at the expense of your health, of, you know, your goals falling on the wayside. So okay. I hope that answers your question, Joe.
Good. Very good. Now, folks, I want to remind you, you can call in just like Joe had a reading. You, too, can have Bonnie give you a message that you need to hear, or she can answer a question for you. Now, I want to invite you to call in, folks. That number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, let me give it to you again. 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your question through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Again, that's TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, I don't know. We're keeping Christopher pretty busy there. Christopher, have I got you free again for a minute?
You got me free, Sue. Go ahead.
So, okay. First of all, we have a winner for the book and the coaching session. Do you want to let us congratulate who won that?
Absolutely. We have Kaja Robinson, and I told her that's a beautiful name. And
it is.
It's spelled just like it sounds, Sue. K-A-J-A. I love it. Kaja Robinson from Minneapolis.
Wow. So, wow. Well, congratulations, my friend. And she's won the coaching session also, correct?
That's right. She called in and she said she wanted both. So I said, you know what? We're just going to give you both. There you go.
Awesome. So, Kaja, I look forward to talking with you. Kaja, maybe send me an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And then once I get your email, you're going to email me with your availability and I'm going to give you some times back and then we'll get you set to start January and start getting you moving. Now, the second thing, Christopher, is
yes.
I think we need to have you have a little session with Bonnie now. Does that sound good?
I always enjoy
sessions. Why don't we say, this is your time, my friend.
All right. It's like my own show. This is your life. But yes.
Have fun, Bonnie. Do you want him to get into the bathtub or what do you want him to do?
I don't know. I think he's got some grounding going on there. It's pretty good, actually.
You caught me on a really good day. You have caught me on a good day.
Uh-huh. And so when is your birthday, Chris?
April 13th, 1973. That would be a Friday the 13th, as we said before.
Nice. Lucky 13. Beautiful.
That's right. And we're coming up on 2013, too.
Yes, we are. Very good. Yeah. I feel a lot of good. This is bigger shifts coming in for you, Chris, around media and just being out there in the public in a bigger way. I just see this tower. I don't know if you're on a hill or where you're located, but I feel like you're up on a hill somewhere. Do you understand vision of being on a hill?
Yes, I do, because you get better line of sight, especially with an FM station. You get perfect line of sight if you're on a hill.
Okay. And so this is where more of a spotlight is coming in this station there. And I'm not sure if you have already been on the TV just as of late.
Well, in the past year, I had a television interview with my friend Sean Murphy from Ion Television locally.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And so I think there's more. I see more of your face on TV as well as hearing your voice expanding outward to other bigger, I'm jumping around, but back to the radio, there's a piece where you're being invited to do, and this is of service, but it's a worldwide kind of stage where many different personalities are coming together and you have an opportunity to be a part of a really big show, big project here. And it is about world peace and certainly all of the vibes that we're talking about now as we move into this era of peace and harmony. I believe that you need to watch for opportunities to be a part of a big event where it really moves you up on this platform in a way that you'll sort of never look back, and in a very good way, around your status within the media.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Look at you, my friend.
I feel great.
Go ahead,
Chris.
No, that just sounds like a lot to look forward to, and I love anything. You know what? It's funny that you bring this up, because one thing that's very important to me is being included, and I was let in on a little secret that's not supposed to be public knowledge, and that's going to get all of the listeners sitting on the edge of their seat. But I know that I have been nominated for something very special in the area. So, and I can't.
Tell me during commercial break.
I can't say anything more than that. But I think what you're talking about, you may be onto something there. I think you know what's going on. I know you know what's going on. So.
And so, yes, look forward to busy, busy energy, but in such a good, positive momentum here. Just pacing yourself to make sure that you are feeding yourself well with lots of green influence. So the green path that comes rolls out in front of you is your path of health. And I believe that I don't know if you just got your hands on something that is helping you with sleep and with a little bit more energy. Does that make sense that someone's given you some ideas around healthy supplements in this regard?
Well, besides Sue, because she does it all the time.
Right. Okay.
I mean, my significant other, Lena, she does it all the time. She's always, you know, trying to help me in that department. But one thing that was been a, you know, it's really funny that you're talking about this, because I was listening to one of my old recordings today in the vehicle when I'm driving around in my Ford Transit that I drive for the radio station. I have a CD player, and a lot of times I'll listen to, we call them air checks in radio when you listen to a recording of an old show. So I was listening to a show from March 30th. I don't know why I picked that show. And I'm talking about what a major accomplishment it was to get a sleep study done, because as Sue knows, I have sleep apnea. I had a loner machine for a long time. Then I was officially diagnosed, and I got my nice state-of-the-art machine then. And that's something that Lena also helped me with. And talk about more energy. I mean, that right there was a big step since March 30th. And I know, Sue, you know all about it, but it's just funny.
Oh,
that,
for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny that you're talking about this now. And I just listened to that today out of the clear blue.
Very good.
Wow.
And so as you listen to, and as I check in with the into the ethers, it rings a big message of truth, right? That you know it's no coincidence that I'm picking it up as you randomly chose that to listen to say that, you know, you're on the right path on this green path of healing, and keep your eyes open for other opportunities to move. But you're moving through some real heavy you're shaking off some heavy energy here, and I believe the worst is behind you as you continue to move forward and not lose momentum, as you're very busy with these bigger projects and being out in the spotlight in the community, talking to many people. I mean, you know, just pace yourself and be clearly watching what goes into your system as it is green now. So whatever that means for you, green could be organic, it could be just better food in general going in.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I know you're right. You know what? It gets back to, and Sue knows what I'm going to say. You say it, but you got to do it. So
I'm grinning from ear to ear right now, Bonnie, as you're talking.
Right. And when I say you say it, you got to do it, I mean, I have to do it. I mean, you are absolutely right. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Bonnie, you and I talked since we got back from our cruise. Christopher, I don't know if I told you about this. When we were on the cruise, I came across an amazing book. And listeners, this is great for you. And I'm doing everything to book this person on the show in the future. There's a great book out now called Eat Right for Your Blood Type. And it really helps people to have so much more energy, eat healthy. And it's all around what you eat for your blood type. And I've really changed everything about my diet. Our kids have changed their diets. Ross now, he knows his blood type. He's changing his diet. Christopher, that would be a great book for you to check out.
It sounds great. Everything that you've given me, Sue, has been helpful. So I'd love to check it out.
Now, Bonnie, are you following that diet now? You and Daryl?
I haven't. I'm going to give Daryl the book for Christmas.
Okay, Daryl, hope he's not listening.
He's got no chicken allowed, and he's going to be very upset, so I didn't want to spend the rest of this year with it.
I know. Well, no. Daryl and I both have that same B blood type, and we're not allowed to eat chicken, and I ate chicken every dinner.
Oh, you know, I have to chime into that. Chickens, we just had chicken last night. That's one of my favorites. I'd feel really bad for him.
What's your blood type? Do you know, Chris?
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, because that's the first thing you need to know, your blood type. And that's something that happened. I just came across it from a flight attendant on the plane coming back from our cruise. And, she said, you're B negative blood. Don't you eat chicken? I thought, I ate it every dinner on the cruise, you know. So, yeah. Okay, Christopher, you got any more questions you want to ask Bonnie about yourself?
Well, before I think of another question, I just have to share with you that you were talking about chicken. And last night, Bonnie, how do you know this stuff? Because Lena made...
She's dead. Don't you know that, Christopher?
Sue, can you hold your ears for one minute? I have to talk to Bonnie in private here. I had delicious... delicious fried chicken that Lena cooked last night with a nice batter and everything. Oh my goodness. So anyway, I guess my question would be is as you know, and you are absolutely right. I am completely grounded today. It's a good day, and mm-hmm. I never know what the next day is going to bring because I'm. It's very cyclical. I go through cycles, and I just want to know: do you see me being a little more stable and anchored, or am I going to continue to go through cycles? Because I still have my moments, you know, where it gets bad again.
Yeah. So. And so I do see that when I say the worst is behind you, I believe that a big chunk of this ungroundedness is about your lack of sleep and the fact that you are sleeping now with the machine. You know, the definition of ungroundedness is, you know, scattered thinking, high anxious thinking, you know, flooding with thoughts and just really... out there, and anybody who misses 3 days in a row of sleep in it, like having broken sleep, it is the recipe for being ungrounded. And so I believe that you will feel more grounded more consistently. And the truth is you're on your way, and that there's still some thinking homework to do around groundedness and just checking your thinking as you are stepping into the spotlight in a bigger way. Of course, that can be anxiety provoking. And so just developing some affirmations that you can quickly recite to yourself as you start to feel the symptoms of being ungrounded, and certainly pulling in energy from the earth and imagining it coming up into your being and getting out near water as much as possible, getting near the trees, just to, you know, nurture and refuel with Earth's energy can be very grounding for you. So, but I believe that the worst is behind you, and sleep is sleep disorders are awful, speaking personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Now, Christopher,
yes.
How about on that note,
mm-hmm.
Why don't we play another one of Bonnie's songs? I want everyone to hear her music as well as hear her talented readings.
Well, this one is Perfect. On the Other Side.
Okay, Bonnie, is there anything you want to share about that to set that up, or do you want us just
wow.
to play that?
Okay, I'm glad you got that song. it's interesting that this is another divine download, and Daryl and I are both singing in this song, but we're singing about the other side. We're singing about the connection to spirit. And the fact that I do this every day as a psychic medium, I speak to many, many people to connect with their lost loved ones. This house is full of energy as
yes, it
we
is.
Are surrounded by our own guides and lost loved ones that come in and show us with physical phenomenon all the time here. And so I get so excited about it. I am obviously a believer. This is what I breathe, eat, and sleep. And mm-hmm. the song just reflects truly our ability to connect. And it's actually, we're kind of singing in the voices of the lost loved ones or guides that are already on the other side. So it is their words that we are singing in the song.
Perfect. Well, why don't we play that now? And I think when we come back, we have somebody who has a question here. We got a couple more to do, and we have time for that. So let's play the song, and then we'll do reading for Rochelle. Sound good?
Sounds great. Okay.
Thank you.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and we have been having an awesome afternoon with Bonnie Christina Ross and, of course, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, having his reading. Now, let's take another reading. Rochelle is from Redmond, and Bonnie, her question is, what should be my main focus moving into 2013? What do you want to say to Rochelle about that? Thanks, Rochelle, by the way, for asking that question.
Yes, okay. Well, as I pick up on Rochelle's energy, I am certainly feeling that the focus here is there's two things that really need to happen, and one is around personal and emotional growth, right? So on the emotional side, there's some healing to do in your heart around relationships from the past and patterns that have been repeated around attracting men that are not necessarily very responsible or mature. And so you tend to end up propping them all up and losing your energy in the drama of this. And so by breaking this pattern, you focus on personal, emotional, you know, healing of that. And the and on the personal side, I see school for you, Rochelle. And so in school, there are a few things. There's a couple of smaller courses that are more administratively focused. And then there is something about the hobby that needs to come in, and you are dancing, and this is about dancing and moving in a creative way to just boost your spirit. And so out of the drama and into self-care and education, yeah, so I'm very excited for you to make the shift, but if you stay focused on the drama of another man who's waiting out there, who wants to come in, but you know in your heart is not good, please just cut them loose now and get on with what I see as a beautiful year of you being nurturing yourself.
Very, very good. Again, Rochelle, thank you for asking that question. Now, Bonnie, we've just got a couple more minutes, so I got to ask you, what do you want me to focus on this year? Make it brief, because then we want to talk about the energy of what's coming tomorrow.
Sure.
So kick my butt, baby.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm real excited for you. This move, although you've been in huge transition time, I'm so glad that you'll be rooting down in this new community, because I see new opportunities for you and connections to be of service in the community in a very nurturing way. Some new friends, new partnerships coming in there. And so it is time for you to get to know the community, to be by the water, to continue on this path of health that you're on.
Yes.
And I see your grandmother role is expanding. And so
In 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Well, listen to me. I'm telling you. You tell me.
Well, I think that there's happier times to come as long as you put limits around where you're going, because you could be a full-time grandma. And
yes.
And
you know
do
me well.
Such a beautiful job of being with these kids. I mean, you're certainly their gift. And so balance around it, but it's a beautiful thing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I am really excited. We are having a second grandson, but I don't know. You and I have talked many times. I keep feeling there's a girl coming, and all these ultrasounds keep showing boys. So you all will know what happens there, my friends. Now, thank you for that, Bonnie. Now, one thing we got to talk about, tomorrow's December the 21st.
Right.
We got about 6 more minutes to the show.
Okay. All right, so let me just say that I am truly excited, as many people are, to celebrate tomorrow, which is, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar. It is the end of an old cycle of war and destruction, and we're moving into this new world cycle, which is to celebrate. It's a window of spiritual awakening, and, you know, and we are consciously and collectively connecting to the energy of love, peace, and harmony, and compassion And so it's a huge transition point in the world. And, you know, it's certainly coupled with the 12-12-12, which is a whole other major energy point to acknowledge. And it's the planetary crystalline grid. It's the final activation of this grid. And if I can just put it in simply,
yeah,
it certainly marks the date of this grid, which is an elaborate geometric grid that links all of the crystals in the Earth and crosses major portals, vortexes known to the ancients. And it's certainly why many of the world's pyramids and sanctuaries and mystical sites coincide with these lines, right? So this planetary-wide meridian system connects the higher consciousness of us humans all over the world. And when we synchronize our thoughts and heart intentions, we can create a beautiful, unified, sort of harmonic frequency that connects our higher divine light into sort of one unified light beam. And
okay,
so it's an exciting time to join hearts and minds in this collective consciousness of love, peace, and harmony. And so I actually have a big event coming up where we're going to celebrate all of it, sort of the 12-12-12, the 12-21-12, all in sort of one big full moon event on December 28th. And so I'm looking forward to filling a beautiful room full of participants. We're going to be drumming and we're going to be meditating.
Can I ask you, are those details on your website?
They are. Yes.
They are. Okay, folks, go to BonnieRoss.com. Bonnie, I'm just watching the time. I have so much I want to get out for you. We have to talk about your meditation CD you have.
Absolutely.
It is phenomenal, folks. Bonnie, I can't brag enough about her, and beyond enough, because one of the things that I found for me when I got a while back, I'd get around people and I would take on their energy, or I would, you know, work on my dog and I would take on a stroke a dog had had, this kind of stuff. And I wasn't protecting myself enough. And Bonnie made this amazing CD. It's a meditation CD. It opens your chakras. It is something that helps to empower you so you don't have to turn to others for help. Bonnie, you got about a minute to share about that. How's that? No pressure.
No pressure at all. It's a beautiful tool. It's a journey to that higher part of yourself. So if you're looking at connecting with your higher self in a way that is very safe and grounding, you can open up your chakras and check in with your higher self through this beautiful music that supports it and helps you to balance and get in there to this this divine light that is within all of us. And certainly there's closed down and there's important relaxing and cleansing. Lots of important things to learn about energy, and it's essential to your health and well-being. So I recommend that everybody get your hands on it through my website. You can order it, and I can ship it out to you.
And again, it's BonnieRoss.com. And
yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, do you not have that on your website, too? They can get it automatically?
They can, yes. Through the website, they can purchase it, and I'll send it, yeah.
So, like, do you have the hard copy as well as the MP3 file? They can get it instantly?
No, you have to. I'll have
they
to send
actually
the hard
physically
copy.
Sent yeah. it? Okay, folks, yeah. I can't talk highly enough about that CD. It's really a great tool. No matter what level you're at, if you're a healer, if you are just starting this journey, check it out. Bonnie, I love you, my friend. You are such a great gift in my life and to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for being with us today, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sue.
And so, Bonnie, now the boxes are unpacked. You can come over for dinner, you and Daryl.
I will. I will, with real knives and forks and everything. It's going to be
know.
Great.
Aren't you excited? Folks, we are almost out of time. I really want to encourage you all to go to Bonnie Ross's website, BonnieRoss.com. Book her for a reading. She does them over the phone, does them in person. Am I right, Bonnie? You do them in person as well as on?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so connect with her. Get that reading. Folks, it has been wonderful sharing this year with you. Gosh, it's Christmas next week. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. Christopher, my friend, it is wonderful working with you, and I look forward to many more shows and seasons with you.
You as well.
What's that?
I said you as well.
Thank you, my friend. Now, next on Monday, on December 24th, I'm going to be filling the host seat on the Dr. Pat Show, and the guest is going to be Elizabeth Cookson, and this is a show for anyone who's going to be alone this holiday season and or who needs inspiration. So check that out, Dr. Pat Show on Monday. It's on the calendar on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And next week, my guest is Richard Malenik. We're going to be talking about Raising Good Kids. Amazing show, anyone who has children. So on behalf of my guest, Bonnie Ross, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings and a happy, healthy holiday season. And Christopher and I look forward to inspiring you together real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Danis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
And they hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio and let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.